Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. Amid threats of more armed violence by pro-Trump extremists, security is tight at all 50 state capitals this weekend and in the nation's capital, where preparations are underway for President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration Wednesday. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports up to 25,000 National Guard troops are being deployed in Washington, D.C.
Federal authorities say they'll continue to monitor threats of violence in all 50 state capitals. In Washington, officials have shut down the main stretch of the National Mall and a large perimeter around the Capitol building. Robert Conte, the acting chief of the Metropolitan Police Department, says it will be a hands-on-deck effort.
We will have assets pre-stationed throughout different communities ready to respond, and a contingency of federal support if need be.
Four major bridges between Virginia and Washington, D.C. will be closed to traffic starting on Tuesday until the day after President-elect Joe Biden is sworn into office. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
In Germany, Chancellor Angela Merkel's political party has elected a new leader, pro-business politician Armin Laschet, which signals a continuation of Merkel's policies. And as NPR's Rob Schmitz reports, is now one of the top contenders to replace Merkel as chancellor at the end of this year.
For more than 3 years, Armin Laschet has served as the premier of North Rhine-Westphalia. It's Germany's most populated state that includes the cities of Cologne, Dusseldorf, and Essen. As a politician, the 60-year-old Laschet has been a close ally of Chancellor Angela Merkel, and as candidate for chairman of the Christian Democratic Union Party, offered a clear continuation of her policies. This relationship persuaded party delegates to elect Laschet as new chair. He was up against staunch conservative businessman Friedrich Merz and former federal environment minister Norbert Röttgen, and he edged out Merz 521 votes to 466 in a runoff election. As chairman of the CDU, Laschet is now one of the top contenders to replace Angela Merkel as chancellor at the end of this year. Rob Schmitz, NPR News, Berlin.
Uganda has officially announced President Yoweri Museveni has won a sixth term after 35 years in office. The opposition candidate alleges fraud. As NPR's Eder Peralta reports from Kampala, the government is cracking down.
The government has shut off the internet. They have sent military into the streets. One person I spoke to just after the results were announced told me that President Museveni should just do away with elections. He says that, you know, there's no other way to get rid of him, and he hopes that maybe God can help Uganda.
This is NPR. The CDC says the more contagious form of the coronavirus, first identified in Britain, is now spreading in the U.S. Officials warn it's likely to become the dominant version in the U.S. by March. Early this morning, the U.S. government carried out the 13th and final federal execution under the Trump administration. 48-year-old Dustin Higgs was executed just days before President-elect Biden, a death penalty opponent, is sworn in. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
Dustin Higgs was convicted for his role in the murder of three young women in 1996. Another man who actually committed the murders was sentenced to life in prison, a disparity that Higgs' lawyers said was grounds for clemency, although Higgs did receive a stay of execution from a lower court because he had contracted COVID-19. The Supreme Court rejected the delay late Friday night, and Higgs died at 1:23 a.m. In his final statement, he said he'd like to say he was an innocent man. Higgs was the third federal prisoner to die this week, and the 13th since the Trump administration revived executions last July. In her dissent, Justice Sonia Sotomayor said the, quote, expedited spree of executions was not justice. Cheryl Corley, NPR News.
NASA is due to test fire the four main engines of its new mega rocket in unison later today. It's a crucial step in certifying the rocket for the first Artemis flight, designed to land Americans on the moon by 2024. It's being conducted at NASA's Stennis Space Center in Mississippi. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.